Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Mobile Oil Change Podcast, the only podcast on the airwaves dedicated to owning and operating a mobile oil change. And I'm your host, Tyrese Burton of Mom's Mobile Oil Change. In this episode, I want to talk briefly about, before I get into this episode, I want to talk briefly about the direction of the podcast. Now, the podcast is starting to gain a lot of traction. Not a little. All traction is a lot in this space. And we're growing. We're getting more listeners. We're getting more subscribers. We're getting more active listeners. And looking at the demographics of the podcast, you have to ask yourself, who's listening? Because I'm not getting a lot of response and feedback. If you're listening on a platform where you can leave a comment or you want to send me an email to just let me know that you're enjoying this, then please do that. So when I take into consideration that people are actually listening, and I take into consideration of what a podcast is. Now, ideally, a podcast is not just me talking all the time, talking, giving my opinion, regurgitating some information that I've learned. It has to be more interactive at some point. You know, you have to get some guests on here. You have to get some other voices on here. And I may be in the market for a co-host, but that also leads me into the direction of the podcast, because honestly, the mobile oil change industry is a very fragmented industry. It's a very decentralized industry. It's a very industry that's full of very arrogant owners. You know, a lot of people listening to this podcast are mobile oil change owners, but yet they won't reach out and say, "Hey, Tyrese, you like the podcast, keep doing it." A few have. One has, actually, not a few. And mobile oil change owners are the type of people that will ask for information but won't give information. So, keeping that in mind, I may be forced to take this podcast in a general direction. You know, when we look at the total addressable market, there aren't enough podcasters in the USA to keep this podcast going for a time period with the demographic of the ownership. So I'm thinking that maybe this podcast will take a more general business approach. And it'll just be Mom's Mobile Oil Change Weekly Business Spotlight podcast, or whatever the case may be, where I can go ahead and offer more insight and get more engagement from the broader community of business owners. Because, again, not to get down on mobile oil changes, but let's just keep it real about the industry. You know, a lot of mobile oil changes don't have websites. They don't have Google listings. They don't want to put their address on their Google listings because they think people are going to come to their house, even though it'll get them more results on Google. A lot of them are just sitting around calling fleets all day, so they're not concerned about anything other than about having a business. So, but there are a lot other businesses out there and a lot of other services that are being offered to businesses that could make the podcast a lot more valuable to the listeners, to those that choose to be on the show. And I'm truly considering that. I'm almost at the point where I made a decision. I just wanted to broadcast it and let it be known that that's what the podcast is actually heading towards. So, to get into this episode, I wanted to address the difference between prospecting, contact gathering, and lead generation. So, let's start off with the basics. You know, contact gathering is just a gathering of information, data. If you're a contact gathering, then you can go out and you can contact gather the contacts. You're gathering their names, their emails, their titles, information about their business. You're gathering this information. It's like prospecting. You're determining who a prospect is. Now, that's a big difference between lead generation. Lead generation are people who have started by contacting you. So how do you generate a lead? By generating an interest, by targeting, by marketing. How do you gather contacts? You can just go on the internet and do a Google search, go on LinkedIn and just gather contacts. So that's a big difference. When you start your campaigns, because I noticed that the industry is shifting, not just the mobile oil change industry, but the marketing industry is shifting. And I'm going to tell you right now, cold calling is dead. There may be still a little bit of heartbeat in certain segments, but who has time to be answering the phone? Do you know how many phone calls people are getting today? How many phone calls are you getting today as a business owner from telemarketers? From either places you've given your number out or places where your number has been sold. So, whether you're calling someone's cell phone or calling them at the office, the phone has become what email used to be. Email used to be a way to weed people out, because if you're not going to send the email, then you're not going to contact them. So you must not be important. So now it's opposite. If you really want something important from somebody, then you don't need to talk to them. You need to get your message to them. So what's a more effective way of getting a message to someone who is a busy person who utilizes email constantly throughout the day and is probably making more outbound calls when they are using the phone than receiving inbound calls? Email. That seems like it's been an obvious answer based on the question that was just given. So when you consider that, then you're going to realize, think about it like this. I was building a system. I have a system built where I can go in, it's an email scraper, it's a contact, it's a prospector. I can go in, I can put in any domain, and it'll scrape all the emails associated to that domain. So while I was getting this system built, I reached out to a few mobile oil changers and I asked them, what do you think about a system like this? And I remember one particular mobile oil change that said, it's spammy. And I offered a solution to the spam filter, because again, you have spam email and you have marketing targeted emails. If the lead generation process is not spam, then you're probably not going to be sending out 1,000, 2,000 emails a week if you're generating leads yourself. But if you're contact gathering and prospecting, then you're going to take a more spammy marketing approach, and you probably are going to be sending out 1,000, 2,000 emails a day, a week, just to cast a bigger net, get a fish, and see who bites. A lot of campaigns are running both fashions. So, which one is better? That's up to you to decide, your market and who you're targeting. Because again, we talked about that before. There's different segments. Everybody's not targeting fleets. Everybody's not targeting residential. Everybody's not targeting commercial. Everybody's not targeting corporate. Everybody's not targeting heavy equipment. So whoever you're targeting, what's the best way to reach them? So And now that email, again, back to my story, and they said it was spammy. So now that email marketing is a big thing, and that's all you see being targeted towards on the internet, social media, is automate your lead generation when they're really just automating your prospecting or automating your contact gathering. They can't automate your lead generation. That's already automated. Anybody fill out a form, you get an email about the form. Even like go to your calendar to select a date for a call appointment, you get a notification. Your lead generation system is already automated. They mean your marketing system. You know, someone opts into a form. Boom. What's the first thing going to happen? They're going to get an email. Or they're going to get a call. Depending on how you handle your replies to your lead generation. So for me, if someone opts into a form, they're going to get an email, which is going to confirm that they want to be opted into this form. And after that, they're going to get a welcome email. Boom. Welcome email is going to tell them what's going on and have them the ability to schedule a call from me. If they choose to schedule the call, boom. If not, the next 3 days later, they're going to get another email. Boom, boom, boom. Then they're going to get another email. Then they're going to get a final fourth email saying, unfortunately, you know, breakup email, basically telling them that this is the last email. But by then, I should have already booked a call with this person, scheduled a meeting, sold the service. Or they're going to fill out a form to have someone call them, and you can just, boom, call them right away. However your process is done, I'm just telling you how mine is done. So that's the marketing process, though. That's just not the lead generation part. That's simple as having them fill out a contact form. You can do that on any platform. Facebook, Instagram has lead generation forms. Your website should definitely have a contact form. But when it comes down to prospecting and contact gathering, you can't, or you can, go out and say, give me all the businesses in my town. You can go on the internet right now and scrape that yourself, or have somebody on Fiverr, Upwork, scrape all businesses in your town. Or do you want to scrape businesses in your town that have a revenue of $150K, that have a employee base of 30 or 100 employees, that have different criteria that you can narrow your search down to make it more specific to who you're targeting? Because again, if you say I'm going to target plumbers, there's levels of plumbers. You have Roto-Rooter, you have Jim's Plumbing down the street, you have in my neighborhood Zoom Plumbing, which is a middle-sized company. So, and you're going to target these companies in different ways because the person that you're reaching out to is different than these companies. Some companies you're just reaching out to the owner. Some companies you're reaching out to the secretary. So when you gather this information, who are you gathering? So your criteria will tell you that, because if you just say, give me all the emails, then you're going to get the emails of people who don't even work there, people who had emails. So you have to really narrow down your criteria and decide what type of campaigns you're going to run. And if you're going to stick to the cold calling concept, then you're probably just going to be doing 5 or 10 a week, a day, I mean, calls, emails. So your prospecting can be a little more specific. You can gather more information about your prospect. If you're only calling 5 or 10 people, sending 5 or 10 emails a week, then you can do everything. You can find out as much as you can about this person. You get the, you know what company they are. Boom. Then you find out who the person is. Boom. Then you can find a person on social media, find their LinkedIn, find their Facebook, see if they have any social media, and get to know something about this person. Do some research on this company, you know, see how many vehicles they have, see if they have their own mechanic company, because again, department, if you're just gathering a list of leads, some of these people, places may already have their own service department, but you won't know that because you didn't narrow that down in your search, your criteria. And different tools offer different filters. So Some of these little tools where we're like gather leads and scrape leads for $10.99, $12.99, you can download a phone or your app that'll scrape your leads, but it won't have as many filters to go through information. But then this is not about email campaigns or nothing, it partially kind of is, but it's truly just about the difference between contact gathering, prospecting, and lead generation. Just gathering data on anybody specific or not specific, that's contact collecting. Prospecting is, okay, well, I think these guys would be a good fit because I know they have 6 trucks and they have a department of such and such, and they, well, let me go get this, collect their data. So now you collect the data based on a certain prospect. So that's prospecting. And then lead generation is the actual process of having people come to you, filling out, giving you their information, saying that they wanted to be contacted. That's a lead. If I walked up to you and gave you a phone number, an email, an address, a social security number, a bank account, all the information in the world on a person, fleet manager, that's not a lead, that's a contact. So treat it as such. Again, this is Tyrese over at Mom's Mobile Oil Change, and this is the Mobile Oil Change Podcast. First of all, again, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this. And if you're listening to this on a platform where you're allowed to make a comment, please make a comment. If you would like to be on the podcast, you can email me, tburton@momsoilchange.com, and we'll get you on. We're going to pick a date. I'm going to call you and we'll talk. So again, I hope everybody has a great day. Remember, make sure you're changing your oil on time, checking your filters, checking your air, keeping everything in your car up and running. Don't wait till it's too late. Catch it before it catch you. In the name of Wise Mobile, works up in New York, the Bronx, New York. Actually, yeah, let's do that. This episode was sponsored by Wise Mobile Works. If you're in the New York area, Bronx, Manhattan, and you need reliable automotive services, then visit Wise Mobile Works, a trusted Mom's Mobile Oil Change partner and a great person. You can find them on Instagram, Wise_MobileWorks. Thanks for listening. Bye.